This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good. And powered by Verizon, Cape Cod Lumber, Applebee's, Boston Firefighters Credit Union, Ketch's Law Group, and McFarlane Energy. This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day one of the 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. Here for the Jimmy Fund, here for good.
Now, live from Fenway Park,
it's WEEI Afternoons.
Good afternoon and welcome into WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart here, Nick Fitzy Stevens taking the baton from our buddies Jones and Keith, who left us with over $553,000 on the tote board. Yes, a little early round of applause in the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon. Fitzy, are you nervous?
No, it's just a very, this is a big day.
Yeah, very.
Only once you get here, you think about it all the way through from when the email goes out months in advance talking about, hey guys, make sure that you're available on this year, August 18th and 19th. We're going to be at Fenway. You're going to be doing this. This is, of course, a signature part of our lives growing up in Massachusetts.
Yep.
All the way back to when I used to go see movies with my dad at the Braintree 4 Cinema, and they would show the Jimmy Fund ad, and people would walk up the aisle, and they would shake the cans, and if you had a quarter or a 50 piece, you'd put it in there, whatever else. All the way up to something as consequential as visiting Dana-Farber a few weeks ago and now being here with doctors, patients, lifesavers, people that are on the better end of things, people that have a long way to go, seeing the bank of volunteers. Yep. And everything, like, it's significant work. It's hard work at times for everybody involved. It's very emotional, but it's really an awesome thing to be part of, and I'm, like, more honored than ever to be associated with everybody here doing this.
And it's real life. That's what my son actually texted me this morning, said, Jimmy Fund Telethon today, right? I go, yeah, a little nervous. And he goes, why are you nervous? And I said, well, see, the rest of the year we just talk sports. So if we say something dumb, you just one of millions in the world that said something dumb about sports that day. But this is real life. We're raising money and changing lives. So a little nervous, but let's get some of the numbers out there before we go to our first guest of the day. If you want to donate, there's three ways to donate. 877-738-1234. You can go online, www.jimmyfund.org, or probably the easiest, most modern way, KCancer to 56512, and you can donate any amount when you do that. And as we said, it's at $553,000. Fitzy, we need to do a lot more because our buddy Rob Hale and his wife Karen matching. If we get to $1 million, they're going to match $1 million. And I know we all love doubling our money, right, in this world. Right.
If
we're going to get to $1 million. You're right. When we get to $1 million, they will double it. And we love doubling our money in this world. But
yes,
let's go to our first guest today here on WEEI Afternoons at the Jimmy Fund Telethon. Derek Aubey, 52, out of Natick, is a patient and has rectal and esophageal cancer. And Dr. Nadine Jackson from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. I also learned a new acronym because MPH, I was like, usually that means fast, miles per hour, like 100 mile an hour, or Aroldis Chapman fastball, but masters in public health. Appreciate you guys joining us. Dr. Jackson, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for having us.
Derek, Tell us, well, first of all, I know you're a Red Sox fan because I can literally see it on your chest. But tell us a little bit about your story.
So back in October 2023, I was diagnosed with the rectal and esophageal. And that's when I met Dr. Jackson. And right from the beginning, she had a plan. I was scared out of my mind because I had two cancers. But right from the beginning, she had a plan. And I went through the chemo, radiation, and now we're just maintaining everything. The side effects from the treatment have been the most difficult part other than the treatment. But other than that, I'm doing much better than I was.
But Derek, your story is unique in that you're also one of the first Jimmy Fund patients and a success story way back from when you were 2 years old, I believe, actually. You're a childhood leukemia survivor.
Correct.
And one of the first people to experience the brilliance of Dana-Farber and how it can
Correct.
Be put to good use. So literally half a century before this next iteration of misfortune that you're doing a wonderful job with, according to and alongside Dr. Jackson and company.
Correct.
You were one of the first people to make it through Dana-Farber.
Which, as Dr. Jackson said to me, is a catch-22 because that probably was a cause of my latest bout with cancer. But I got through it, so just go one day at a time now.
Dr. Jackson, tell us a little bit about what he was just telling us. So the treatments from his first visit to Dana-Farber actually may have led to this second diagnosis?
That's correct. So Derek is a survivor, and as a survivor of childhood cancer, it puts him at increased risk of developing another cancer later in life. So in a way, a part of him living as long as he has and thriving as well as he has put him at risk for developing these two cancers kind of in midline, along with the radiation therapy that he received.
So he is obviously a unique case because what we're talking about is advancements and studies, and you know, he's sort of been a part of the process all the way along. How is that benefiting him now in his latest treatments?
Well, obviously, Derek, living as long as he has allowed him to take advantage of the opportunities and the advances that we have in cancer care. So we were able to manage two complex cancers at the same time with a group of other individuals, other care providers, surgeons, radiation oncologists, and a large team of oncologists coming together and thinking about his care. And we also had the benefit of Dr. Salen, who was his original oncologist, still being at the Farber and able to weigh in and
Oh, wow.
help us to think through
Wow.
his care comprehensively. I would be remiss if I didn't include Derek's fantastic support system, his father, and other friends who accompanied him to each of his visits, really kept his spirits up and let us know how well we can provide for him, and let us know all about who he is beneath the cancer diagnosis.
Could you tell us a little bit about how back when Derek was first treated up until now, as you're treating him for the two different cancers, how treatment, how medicine, and how some of the some of these remedies and treatments and procedures that you guys have pioneered and developed and implemented have evolved?
Well, we've had other advances in cancer, such as immunotherapy, types of targeted therapies that we didn't have before, precision genomics and diagnostics that give us the advantage of tailoring our therapies to the cancer that he has specifically, not just the location where it started. That's incredibly important because for Derek, his quality of life is really important, preserving his function, preserving his quality of life, and helping us to think carefully through the ways that we can make sure that he continues to thrive and is able to get back to a baseline that is satisfactory for him.
Derek, I mentioned that you obviously wear your Red Sox fandom on your
Correct.
On your chest, but not your only connection. I was looking at your notes here, and you were actually a classmate with Theo Epstein and Sam Kennedy at Brookline
Correct.
High School.
Correct.
So maybe you can tell us what Theo does with the team.
I have no idea.
Just like the rest of us.
Gets paid a lot of money.
That's okay. He's earned it.
Yeah.
But you kept the books for the baseball team at Brookline, so you've been a lifelong
Correct.
Lifelong baseball
Correct.
Guy.
You're a diehard.
I actually threw out the first pitch last summer.
Did you really?
At one of the games.
Bet you it was better than our morning show host Greg Hill's first pitch.
I don't know about that, but
so I imagine you're enjoying this Red Sox season with them back in the playoff
now
hunt.
Now that they're in the hunt.
Yeah. Who's your favorite player?
I'd say Bregman.
Yeah,
that's a good favorite player.
We call him right. St. Bregman on this show because he seems to do everything perfectly, whether it's on the field, leadership, the job. He's St. Bregman to us. Dr. Jackson, how important is what we're doing today to what you do in terms of raising funds, especially in a climate where I think funds are becoming more difficult to get in some areas?
Well, it's important to the research work that we do and the advances that Derek and others like him have been able to take advantage of, but it's also important to our patient care. Many people don't know that the FARBR is very generous. Our donors are very generous, and that's what enables us to provide very comprehensive care for our patients. So we have a disability competency care work group that focuses on increasing access and inclusive design of our physical plant, but also the services and resources that we can provide to our patients, and that really comes to the generosity of all of the donors who are helping us out here today.
And obviously when you're treating somebody like Derek, whose host of needs present a unique challenge to you, or just anybody else, whether you're working with Dana-Farber, Brigham and Women's, how important not only is the medical treatment, but the sort of whole presentation and treatment that Dana-Farber presents, how important is all of that in accordance or sidecar, if you will, with the medical treatment?
Well, for anyone diagnosed with cancer, their first question is, well, how will I get through this? But also, what shape will I be in once I get through this? And what's my life going to look like? So preserving your day-to-day life is the most important thing that we can do. So understanding where someone is starting from, helping them to maintain that, improve upon that is really important. It's not just the medicines. We can give drugs, but if we can't take care of the whole person, not only that person, but their community, then I think we're really missing out. And so I'm so proud of the work that we do at Dana-Farber because we really do pay attention to the whole individual.
Derek, Dr. Jackson noted your family's role in everything, supporting you, helping you. What does your family mean to you in the way they've helped you through everything?
Well, just my dad being there for me has meant a lot to me. He's been there every day. And then I'd like to thank my friend Ross, who's here today, who brought me to most of my appointments. Just, it helps.
Yep, we all need the support. Is your dad a baseball fan, too? Is he a Red Sox
yeah.
guy?
Yeah.
You guys watch
Not
games?
Not as diehard, but...
did he ever think he'd see four World Series championships in a lifetime, let alone within the last 25 years?
I don't think so.
No.
Did you?
I didn't think I would. I didn't think I'd even see one.
Do you have a favorite out of the four?
The first one.
The first yeah. one, yeah.
Has to sense. Be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if the Red Sox can win four
no,
World Series,
just
we can do have anything.
Having a connection of Theo being the GM, that mm-hmm. makes it even, being a Brookline boy, you know, growing up right down the street, you know, makes you more of a diehard fan.
And his impact on baseball, I mean, I don't have to yeah. tell you. Between the Red Sox and the Cubs breaking yeah. whatever it is, 150 years yeah. of curses and World Series, pretty special Hall of Fame career.
And he probably created the electronic strike zone.
Right. Yep. And he took the blame for slowing the game down for a while
yeah,
and trying
yeah.
to speed it back up. Yeah. So, Dr. Jackson, before we let you guys go, any final words that you would say to our listeners that are thinking about texting or calling or going online and donating just in terms of what you guys need at the FARBR?
Every dollar matters. Every contribution counts, and we're so grateful. And we hope to honor your contribution with the work that we do and continue to do for Derek, for his family, and for our communities around us. Thank you.
Somebody like Derek may not have even had the opportunity to get into a second wave of treatment or to be here today to encourage other people, Derek, to give, to be generous, and to not be afraid of fighting the fight. There are a lot of people to whom you are a hero. So thank you very much for everything you've done, and we wish you the best of luck as well.
Let's go get another World Series this year. We getting greedy?
Yeah, hopefully.
Go Sox.
All right, that is Derek Aubey and Dr. Nadine Jackson with us here to lead things off on WEEI Afternoons in our WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon. Again, if you want to donate, there's three easy ways, 877-738-1234. You can go online at www.jimmyfund.org, or you can text, maybe the easiest way, KCANCER to 56512. You can donate any amount there.
Little important nugget I would also like to share, Andy. Of every dollar that is donated, 87 cents of that dollar
yep.
goes to, so a big fat gronk out of that 100 goes to treatment, to pioneering medical research, to new medicines, Dan, to all the most important things that you want to have done. So we're not talking about like, well, it's 60 cents on the dollar because we got a lot of different little red tape matters and procedurals. Like, no. Basically, you know,
87%, so 7/8 of every dollar given goes, which is
right.
Super duper important.
It's one of my favorite parts of what's going on here is not only you know exactly where your money's going, but you know just how much help it's going to be able to create. So a wonderful extra detail to all of this.
All right, up next with us here at Fenway Park for our WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon is Charlie Jacobs, Bruins CEO. Charlie, how are we doing today?
Well, how are you, gentlemen?
Good.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What does this event mean to you? I know the Bruins have sort of actually mirrored some relationships you guys do over there in the charitable world, but what does this mean to you?
Just anecdotally, this is my 24th Jimmy Fund Radiothon and television, so I've been doing this for a little bit.
Wow.
And
you don't look old enough for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
A handsome guy like yourself coming in with jeans on clouds and a nice little blazer right there. Yeah. Very contemporary. I love it.
You start at the age of 3 or something? That's pretty impressive.
Yes, I did. In fact, I did at the age of 3. I was just speaking with someone about what makes Boston so special, and it's the fact that all of our major league sports teams, they rally around wonderful, worthy causes like this one, and why we're here today. So it's my pleasure and honor to be here, frankly, to be party to this.
You know, we're the city of champions, obviously, and you know, 13 championships since the year 2000. But also, when we say city of champions, I think it goes much further beyond the sports world. Like, you know, Boston with some of the best secondary education in the world, and Boston with, dare I say, some of the best, if not the best, medical care in
That's
the world.
Right.
Like, it's the whole rising tides mentality of Boston, and I'm so glad to see that the Bruins support it. So.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm here to make a donation.
Oh.
So we should get right down to business.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey.
We're ready, baby.
I was gonna buy you a drink first.
No, I'm much easier date than that. I'd like to make, on behalf of the Boston Bruins Foundation, I'd like to make a donation of $25,000.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You so much.
We really, really appreciate that. That's because we're chasing a matching donation, which is important.
I heard Rob Hale. Yeah.
Rob Hale's got $1 million. If we can get to $1 million, it immediately turns into $2 million, and we all love to double our money in this world, right?
I like.
I don't want to have to do something like get taped to a goalpost and have people shoot pucks at me for $50,000 later on to get to that million.
Oh, that's an option. I didn't know that.
Oh, everything's on to get to $1 million to benefit the good cause. Everything's
can
on the table.
Can we pull Zdeno Chara out of retirement?
So, obviously, a big off season for the Bruins. We're kind of ahead of the curve. We're looking at Mike Vrabel and the Patriots and a new culture and a new coach. Is it safe to say you're looking to kind of do that same thing, grab some buzz with a new culture and a new coach?
Yeah, we certainly did do a lot, certainly since last year's trade deadline, in terms of player personnel on the ice and head coaching. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of new faces. There's a lot of new energy. And frankly, you know, we needed to change the energy from last year. We owed our fan base a lot more than what we showed last year. And it was time for us to roll up our sleeves and get to work on our remake, frankly. And I think that you'll see that in October.
So how's this Durham era going so far, and what should fans look forward to or expect from this next generation of the Bruins?
So Marco is incredible. He is quite a communicator, and he's a passionate communicator. And he's got he has the experience of playing under a lot of very system-oriented coaches while he was a player. Mm-hmm. And he will tell you about his journey to sort of why he's here today as a National Hockey League head coach, what it took. He knew, or at least he had a pretty good idea of what it was going to take in terms for him to skill up enough to be able to, sort of step on that bench and lead a team at a National Hockey League level. And it's quite a journey, and it's quite a story. And I think he's going to be I think all of us can be plenty pleasantly surprised by what we see on the ice.
Charlie Jacobs, CEO of the Bruins, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. I know there's been a lot of discussion as to what this is being called or how to describe it. Is it a retool, a rebuild, a tear down, and different things? When I look at it from afar, I look at a team that has one of the best scorers in hockey, has a young goalie that I think people want to believe is a franchise goalie, a great defenseman, that there's sort of this core of veteran talent that has the capability of maybe turning things around quickly. Is that what we're looking for?
You know what? I don't want to get caught up in semantics, which is maybe why I stuttered for a second when I said, you know, people like to say, oh, it's a rebuild. It's, Bruins are a rebuild. Well, I would argue that we have one of the best wings in hockey, like you already mentioned. I think we have two of the better, if not the best, top 10 defensemen in the National Hockey League, and Charlie McAvoy and Hampus Lindholm.
And how is Lindholm doing?
He's great. He's he's cleared to play.
Good.
And skating. And then we also have a potential franchise goalie in Sway. So, you know, we need help, no question. We went out and shopped a bit, but we have, you know, younger kids coming in that are going to need some help. They're going to need some bigger bodies to help protect them on the ice. Because Lord knows, you know, what, no matter whether you're 18, 19, or 20, or even 21, no matter how big or strong you are, you're playing a man's game. And it's a little different than maybe you would see in a national development program or a World Juniors or even in college. So the National Hockey League is a different animal, especially when you're talking about 80 games. So we went out and addressed what we felt would be a shortcoming and something that we really needed this offseason on July 1st on free agency shopping. And we'll let these kids develop, you know, and go from there. But I think we're going to have a very good team come October. And we owe Boston that.
I still get goosebumps every time I watch that Lindholm pass to Pasta off the boards to win in Game 7 in overtime from the spring before.
Oh,
I know that was an incredible play. And I know then you run into Florida. I still think that Bruins-Panthers might be the city's best rivalry right now.
Oh my gosh!
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I think you know, like I don't know if the Sox Yankees, and no offense, Fenway's lost a little juice. I'm not sure the Patriots' rival is right now, and the Celtics' rival is obviously Jason Tatum just getting healthy. But it's an awesome rivalry between you guys, and that must have brought about some happy but bittersweet feelings early this summer watching Marshy.
Sure, no, I know this.
Marshy tried to drink every beer in Florida.
And good on him for doing that.
Yeah.
Marsh's a great guy. Wish him well. I wish a player like that. And by the way, I was at the draft table in 2006 when we took Marsh and saw him play in the American League. And I've seen his journey, and it's an incredible one. For a player his size and his charisma, to do and accomplish what he has and to win a Stanley Cup like he did this past June, kudos to him. I have nothing but high regards. And good on him. I think, you know, I believe he may have another one in him. Who knows? Who knows?
Charlie, before we let you go, we need to thank you again. $25,000 donation, very generous, from the Bruins Foundation. We wish you good luck this year. Hopefully you're right. Hopefully it's
a
good team.
I'm going to put that in my back pocket.
Hopefully it's a good team. Let's get back in the playoffs and play some fun
hockey
again.
That's when the best stuff happens.
But we appreciate the gift. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
When we come back here on WEEI Afternoons, we will update the tote board because it is growing and we are getting closer to Rob and Karen Hale's matching $1 million donation. But up next, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
We need your help. Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, back to Afternoons and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens at Fenway Park. And our next guest here on the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon, according to my notes, says he's the co-chair of the Jimmy Fund, but you may know him as the Brock star, Brock Holt. Brock, how we doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good. Love the... these 2 days every year. Obviously, when I played here, it's an important thing that we're doing, and I'm just happy to be back and a part of what we've got going on.
I mean, when you played, you were Mr. Everything. Like, if there was a position that needed to be filled in, infield, outfield, behind the plate, on the bump, wherever, you were that guy. And when we got here a little while ago, there you were in the back, Andy, there he was in the back of the bank.
Answering phone.
Volunteering.
I got $25 from Miss Patricia. So thank you, Patricia, if you're
watching.
Yeah,
Miss Patricia. Way to go, Patty.
Yeah, she crushed it. Yeah, $25. She was a big Red Sox fan. She knew who she was talking to. And
awesome.
She even told me she loved me after the phone call was over. So got to know her really well in the 10-minute conversation that we had.
So you were formerly the Jimmy Fund captain for 5 years, and now in a little bit of a different role here as the co-chair. Tell us a little bit about that job, that role, what this year has been like.
Yeah, so was captain, Garrett Whitlock, captain now. I was captain for 4 or 5 years. I don't know the exact number, but something that I was really passionate about whenever I played here. And obviously, you know, looked for a way to come back. Me and my wife, Lakin, did a lot of work. You know, while we were here with the Jimmy Fund, and then still tried to stay involved whenever I left. And, you know, unfortunately, when Larry Lucchino passed away, they reached out to me and asked if I wanted to do this. And fortunately, you know, me and TC were able to take it on and, you know, carry on that legacy kind of in that role. And, this year's been great. You know, we announced, you know, the co-chair last year at the telethon, and it's been a great year of growth. And you know, I'm still kind of learning, and I'm just happy to be back involved. As soon as I left Boston, I was trying to find my way back in some way, shape, or form, and here we are. And you know, hoping we can do a lot of good work.
What led you though at first to? I mean, it seems like everybody involved in the Red Sox and with a lot of Boston teams has some level of involvement with Dana-Farber, Jimmy Fund, or a great cause in town. But what led you to forge such a quick and now seemingly lifelong connection with the Jimmy Fund?
Yeah, it was easy. It was easy. My first spring training in 2013 with the Red Sox, Lisa Sherber brings, you know, all the teenagers down. And that's kind of my first instance where I got to know kind of what the Jimmy Fund is, Dana-Farber, you know, how the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund coincide. And David Ross, I believe, was the captain at the time, Will Middlebrooks. And, you know, just kind of learned from there. Took some trips over to the clinic and got to know some kids. And it was just something that clicked right away for me, and something that I was extremely excited about being a part of and trying to help however I could. So something I fell in love with pretty early on in my career here, in my time here, and very fortunate to still be a part of it.
And you weren't even a dad at that point.
Was not even a dad. No. We had Griff in 2016, so a couple of years later. But I built some really good relationships. To me, that's what life's about, right? Like getting to know people and trying to make an impact. And, you know, you'll be surprised whenever you – you put yourself out there, how your impact impacted as well, and built some relationships that I still keep to this day. And you know, it's just it's a special place that does special things, and just happy to be a part of it.
So when you were on the phone with Miss Patricia, what's the sales pitch to try to get people to donate? Because obviously, you know, Dana-Farber, the Jimmy Fund, they need the money now as much as ever, and it can go to so many important things. But sort of, what is your pitch to our listeners as why they need to donate?
Well, I think I don't know that people need a pitch, right? Like, they tune in, you hear the stories. You know, we have patients on all day, we have people, we have doctors, and I think it's the stories. Everybody's impacted by cancer, and I think these 2 days are super special because of the stories that are being told, and people start to kind of understand, you know, what the money goes to as far as research or clinical trials or whatever it may be. And, you know, these 2 days every year are amazing, how people from all over the world come together and donate, you know, however much to help this cause.
Yeah, they donate money, they donate their time, and we know the people that work at Dana-Farber, just, you know, it's their job, but they're just the countless hours of sweat and research and time and effort they put into it, because as we've come to learn over the years, and I'm sure you've been privy to this as well, it's not just the quality of the medical care that they get, but the entirety of the care, treating the patient for their diagnosis as well as their concerns, and then the way that Dana-Farber, thanks to the Jimmy Fund, treat the whole family and everyone attached to them as well, is spectacular and I think peerless.
Yes, yeah, the culture that they've built over there is second to none. It's you walk in the buildings, you just feel good. And it's a place that no one wants to be, but from the guy parking your car to the guy hopefully curing cancer one day, it's like everyone in between is there for you. And the times that I've been over, and, you know, obviously when I go to the clinic, it's, you know, how can we get the kids' mind off of their treatment? We're doing arts and crafts and stuff. But when you go visit the adult patients and you can have conversations with them, it's, this place saved my life. This place is awesome. Like, if it weren't for Dana-Farber and my doctors, my nurses, like, I wouldn't be here. And it's amazing to hear. Like, I haven't spoken to a single person that's gotten treatment at Dana-Farber, the Jimmy Fund, and they've not been positive about their experience and the people they've met along the way.
And you mentioned 2 days in the city of Boston for the Red Sox, for Ness and WEEI, but if also you look up at the map we get over here, if my eyes are right, I think we're up to 47 states have made a donation. 37, sorry. Yeah, bad math.
Math is hard.
You get it. As long as the math is good on the tote board and keep going up.
Three-quarters of America, well, that's pretty good.
Already, right?
But 37 states, and we hear stories of people coming here for treatment and obviously donating from, so it's not just, you know, Boston. This is sort of a national thing. And did you experience that, see that, take that with you in your career, and did you realize maybe how special this place is when you left for a little while?
Yeah, I mean, I felt the specialness, if specialness is a word.
Sure, we'll
right?
go with math and English.
Yeah, math is hard, English
your
is hard.
We're good.
Yeah, specialness. I felt that whenever I was here. And you go and you visit, and there's, like you said, there's people from all over the world coming here to get treatment. So I knew after I left how special of a place this was, and that's why I continued to, you know, obviously wanting to help, but, you know, those relationships that I spoke about earlier, those relationships carry on past me playing for the Red Sox, right? So it's like, how can I continue to be involved even when I'm not here? And, you know, now I'm here and co-chairing the thing with TC and couldn't be more excited.
What was, like, when was the moment that you knew, if there was even, like, that moment, you know, playing here for the Sox, where you just, like, the electricity of Fenway, the people, the city, you know, it's a town, but it's a city, you know, it's not like anywhere else, that you just sort of, like, fell in love with the city? And what was that certain something that just made you say, like, I love this place?
Man, it's hard to think back to one moment, but I mean, this was basically my first experience as a big league player. I got called up with Pittsburgh in 2012. I made a September I got a September call up, so I was up for a month with Pittsburgh, and then I got traded here that off season, and then went to spring training. started in Pawtucket, and then I was kind of the up and down guy in 2013. Got called up when someone would get hurt. Got sent down when he'd come back. And
rode the Lou Maroney Express for a while.
I did. I was on the one way back and forth from Pawtucket, and there were times when I would come up and wouldn't even get activated, and I'd just go back the next day. You know, that first year was rough, but I mean just. Getting to play at Fenway Park every day, you know, obviously 14-15 when I was up majority of the time, we, you know, last place in the division, but place is packed every night. I think probably once we started winning, you know, 16 won the division, 17 won the division. I think when you win here, it's when you get it. And you know, fortunately, I was able to play on some pretty dang good teams and play with some really good players. So, just special place, a place that I never wanted to leave. For you know, obviously, you know, business side of things doesn't work out, but I would have stayed here as long as they let me. And but like I said, found my way back.
I wanted to ask your perspective because obviously Brock Holt is known as the great utility player. And it's only been like 10 years, but it seems like baseball is in a different. Mookie Betts is playing shortstop, center field. You know, Rafael is playing center field, second base. There's almost like a different. It's almost more like high school or travel, where all these great athletes are being asked to play different positions. Do you like that? Do you see where the game is going? Do you like where the game is going?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys are so athletic now that it's not as difficult as it once was. I mean. It's not an easy thing to do by any means. I had to do it because I wasn't good enough at one single position to stick around, you know. So I had to move around to stay.
Jack of all trades.
And I mean, if I wouldn't have done it, I probably wouldn't have had the career that I had. So you know, when they asked if I could play first base, I said yes. That's just what I had to do.
You want to do it now?
Well, we could probably. I don't know that it would be as good as it once was.
It's like,
you know,
the Belichick effect in a lot of ways. Like, you know, like you got to make the team somehow.
Yeah.
And like, whether it's on special teams, you got to play, you know, like you and Julian Edelman here at the same time, like guys that are just like, you want me to return kicks? You want me to play defensive back? You want me to be wide receiver?
Yeah.
Do I have to kick an extra point, play first base, whatever?
I just
whatever
to be
it
on
takes.
The field.
It's a
just,
Boston attitude.
Yeah. I just wanted to be on the field and help however I could. You know, it gave me more opportunity. You know, I came up as a second baseman shortstop. When I got here, Dustin Pedroia was the second baseman. I'm not playing second base for the Boston Red Sox, right?
I'm sure he was very inviting.
And I don't – well, he was. Dustin's great. He's one of my best friends and probably the guy that I talk to the most now that we're done playing. But I didn't want to play second base. Like, if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, if you're on the Boston Red Sox, like, you want Dustin Pedroia playing second base as many times as he can, as many days as he can. So for me, it was like, can you play third? Yes, I can play third. Have you ever played outfield? Yes, but no, I've never played outfield other than a slow pitch softball game one time. But I'll try it.
Sure.
And if they throw you in Detroit on Sunday night baseball game, and you play outfield for the first time, but I mean that's just something that I had to do, and I grew to love it. I grew to love it because, you know, you see the game from different angles, and it's. It's fun. It's
That's
fun
great.
Playing right field one day, and then, you know, I'm like, dude, I'm so far from the action. And the next day I'm playing third base, and I'm like, can I back up a little?
Too close. No, too
right
close.
On top.
Way too close.
Just want to ask you the last question. So I know obviously your dad now as well. What's your kids' level of baseball involvement like? And do you ever tell your kids, like, hey, listen, your dad played every position out there, so
yeah,
no grousing, get out there and get it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they don't listen to me very much when it comes to baseball. So I try and teach them. I'm coaching both of their teams, and it's a thrill for me. I'm glad that both of them enjoy the game and love the game, and that's where I'm trying to keep it right now. As young as they are, I want them to want to go to baseball practice, want to go to the games and just enjoy it. And it's one of those things where I am coach on the field, but I try and be dad whenever we get off the field. But they're for me, that's life now. I'm dad, and I wouldn't want it any other way. There were two things I wanted to be when I grew up, and that was a dad and a professional baseball player. And I've gotten to do both of them, and it's, you know, very fortunate.
All right, Brock. Brock Holt, the co-chair with Tom Caron, currently of the Jimmy Fund. Before we let you go, you want to turn around and read that bit? There's no math involved. You want to just turn around and read that big number behind you before we go to break?
Yeah, let's do it. 605,900. 931.
Well done. Well done. We are moving on up. WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park. We'll be back at the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Fighting for those that inspire.
Please help WEEI and Nesson strike out cancer. Please call 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now, back to Afternoons and the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
WEEI Afternoons back here live at Fenway Park, WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Telethon. That toll-free number, not the only way you can donate. You can also go online, www.jimmyfund.org, or text KCANCER to 56512. Nick?
Andy, I just wanted to add this little thing. Brock Holt, obviously, who just joined us and was so kind as one of the co-chairs of the Jimmy Fund Telethon. His place was taken momentarily by our pal, Tom Karen from Nesson, and they were just having a how big was your donation off between each other.
Felt like Tom won.
Tom most definitely won. The best part is he got a donation for $406, which shouldn't be lost on most Red Sox fans. That was Ted Williams' average, the last person to hit over 400. These little details right here, these are the things that matter in the telethon. Thank you, Tom. You're the best.
That was awesome. So I guess Brock has to get back to work.
You're on notice, Holt.
joining us here now on WEEI Afternoons is James Jim Seeky. Nailed it. Yeah, nailed it.
Worried about that one all day.
I was worried about it, and no behind the scenes, but I think my pronunciation was actually wrong. That's why I asked James before we went on the air. Dr. Paul Richardson from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Appreciate you joining us today. How are
you? Thanks for having us.
So, Jim, tell us a little bit about your story, because you have a unique one. You're a local guy who moved away and then had to basically come back because you wanted to be at Dana-Farber.
That's right. I was a routine physical down in Atlanta at the ripe old age of 53. Mm-hmm. Went away on vacation, came up to visit my mom on the Cape, and got back, and there was a answering machine recording saying, we've made an appointment for you for some imaging to investigate the fistules in your chest bones and your rib cage. And I didn't know what a fistule was.
And, same here.
Yeah. It's not good. It's basically a cavity in your bone, and it's one of the byproducts of cancer of the blood plasma. Yeah? It's amazing how much you fight that. It was a physician's assistant that told me, and she had to be wrong, right? Come
right.
on.
Right.
There's no way I have cancer. But we were able to very quickly get an appointment at Dana-Farber. Less than 30 days later, we were at Dana-Farber and met Dr. Richardson, and he had suggested a course of treatment, and several courses of treatment, but one he felt would fit my case the best. And we went down to Emory, my wife and I, and met the doctors down there, and it was a lot more of a grim circumstance. The treatment plan didn't seem to it might have cured cancer, but it didn't encourage life. That's something you got to think about. How are you going to be able to keep doing the things you want to do?
Well, thank you, Jim. I think the point is that Jim came to see us with a diagnosis of myeloma, multiple myeloma, and the lesions he's reporting in his bones are so-called lytic lesions. They described on the phone message to you as, fistules, but they're called lytic lesions, and that's because the myeloma attacks the bone and punches out holes in it. Despite facing that challenge, Jim was full of what you can sense right here, beautiful optimism. His wife, Wendy, was with him, and we recommended a strategy that we developed at Dana-Farber, which was kind of Army, Navy, and Air Force. Revlimid, bortezomib, lenalidomide, bortezomib, one's called Revlimid, one's called Velcade, and dexamethasone. So it's kind of Army, Navy, and Air Force. Mm-hmm. And it worked very well for Jim. And back then, we were looking to the future. And what we were thinking, Andy, was that in a patient like Jim, who had such an incredibly busy life, but very successful businessman, who really wanted to continue to work and a lovely family, could you just use these three drugs alone to get him into remission with a little help from a drug called Zometa as well, which is kind of like a Coast Guard? And putting that together, would that get him where he needed to be? And I think my colleagues at Emory had a more aggressive view. They wanted to kind of take him to stem cell transplant very early, expose him to very toxic chemotherapy with stem cell support, which undoubtedly works but carries with it lots of side effects, both acute and long-term, that can compromise not only quality of life, but most importantly can have consequences later, and not least of which including secondary cancers, and most importantly that unfortunately myeloma certainly at that time was not curable. So we knew it would come back, and the question is, if it came back, what would it look like? And what we were beginning to learn at Dana-Farber was that if it comes back after exposure to lots of toxic chemotherapy, its genetics change and it becomes actually almost more aggressive. So we have to be very thoughtful strategically about how we do this. And it's fantastic to be here learning about baseball, mm-hmm. because obviously it's an enormously strategic game. And the treatment of multiple myeloma is like that. It's extremely strategic, and now our patients are living 10, 15, even 20 and 25 years. We have to think strategically. In the old days, we were lucky if people lived 3 or 5. Now we're looking at that long-term view. So for Jim, it was very important to sort of frame what worked for him.
And may I ask you, when it comes to a diagnosis and a treatment plan, like you were talking about,
right?
How often would you say you get a patient and you sort of go with like, well, this has worked for us with people with your particular your illness or what you need, versus like this more sort of like unique tailored plan that you've come up with for Jim? How often would you say you have to toggle between the two?
Well, pretty much now it's standard. I mean, what we were doing then was kind of very different and very cutting edge.
Yep.
And now it's actually been recognized that this tailored approach to treatment is the way forward. And in fact,
that's great.
Just 2 weeks ago in the New England Journal, there was a study from our French partners confirming our hypothesis that one size does not fit all, that you can actually tailor treatment. And we had the privilege of writing the editorial for the New England Journal, at the request of the New England Journal, where we described exactly kind of Jim's journey, saying that, multiple myeloma is many different diseases under one tent. Mm-hmm. And in that context, one size clearly does not fit all. And we now have the toolbox, thanks to all the research, to be able to go after Jim's disease in a highly tailored fashion. And I'd love him to share with you his journey, because it kind of speaks for itself, actually. So, Jim, do you want to say kind of how this was and what happened?
Well, I think there's a couple things that's very interesting. I take a lot of pills every day as part of the treatment. You can imagine it's a cocktail of things. Most of it is to preserve what I like to do. I'm active. I work still my, I have to have good cognitive function. I have to be able to speak. I have to be comfortable in social situations. The I like the use of my hands and my feet. And neuropathy is a big byproduct of the treatment plan. Everything was addressed by the full treatment.
Wow.
And there became a time when we started off with the original, the treatment plan was actually called RVD Light. And it's
like Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, kind of the same thing.
Yeah. RVD Heavy sounds pretty.
Well, to be honest, we called it the RVD Classic. Is actually
classic. Okay.
And we thought we would offer Jim RVD Lite, but to be fair, it was actually Premium Lite.
Okay.
Craftman. I like that.
Exactly. So the idea is that, you know, we make it fun as opposed to an ordeal. So
after several months, and I went into, you know, showed signs of good remission. I mean, some of the numbers came down by a factor of more than 10 numbers that you didn't. I don't need to go into the blood chemistry of it. I don't know that I understand it, but they were well within the normal range. But I was finding myself cognitively impaired. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a real thing. Chemo fog, it's a real thing. And I brought it up to Dr. Richardson, and he was able to drop one of the key drugs, and it improved my lot in life. And I think that's very important. You got to be comfortable in your own skin all day long. And, you know, there's a lot of expectations. I'm a young guy.
You keep mentioning living and the one of the treatments, what didn't seem like it was going to allow you to live the way you wanted. I was reading in your bio that you're a musician.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing a band, so I'm sure that was part of that.
And on the Cape, no less.
I can't prove that in a court of law.
Are you good?
Yeah, adequate. I'll do it till it comes along.
Yeah, music's incredibly important. I'm married into a whole family of musicians as well. And, you know, my father had Parkinson's, and the only way he was truly able to communicate toward the end of life is you can always sing. He couldn't speak very well, but you can still sing. Wow. So music, the role music plays in therapy and therapeutics as well is incredibly important. And I just want to ask, how important do you see, you know, obviously it's very important, the whole presentation that Dana-Farber does as well, everything you take care of the family and finding out, and then in return, like the patient, like he's obviously doing his work, letting you know what works for him, what doesn't. He's taking good care of himself and playing music. So you're doing everything you can to improve,
yes,
while you guys are doing everything you can to improve his whole lot as well.
Well, I think the thing is, Nick, that Jim has never been in hospital throughout his whole eight-year journey.
Wow.
He's tolerated treatments well. We've adjusted doses. We've actually not had to stop anything completely. We've been able to dial things up and dial things down. So when you use rational combination therapies, you can use less of each to make more, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And so these are biologic therapies. They're not chemotherapies. They're biologic therapies. And he's on immune treatment because the Revlimid is an immune therapy. So is actually the Velcade. And the steroid has immune effects as well. But we've minimized that because long-term steroids are a bear. You only have to ask a person's spouse and they'll tell you that. His anti-resorptive treatment for his bones, where he had these nasty lytic lesions. We keep that going. So we kind of tailor it to suit him and keep him in remission for as long as possible. And the beautiful thing is that he's now 8 years into his journey. We now actually have 20 new drugs in total for myeloma. So he's only had two of 20.
Wow.
So when the disease will, unfortunately, we know it may well come back. When it does come back, we've got 18 more things to go to. And why that's so strategically important is because if we had given him high-dose melphalan, as we traditionally used to do 15, 20 years ago, great initially, but you pay later. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, in Jim's case, we haven't had to do that. We've collected his stem cells. We got them in case we ever need them in the future. But the beautiful thing is we've lined him up for all these exciting new treatments in the long term. Now, Nick, it's very important for the audience to appreciate that in myeloma, there are increasing numbers of patients like Jim who are doing really well. Unfortunately, it's a little bit of a tale of two cities. Myeloma still remains a very substantial challenge for a significant number of our patients where it doesn't behave as well as Jim's disease has. And there is our major focus of research. How can we do better for those patients, and about a third of our total number, in whom really the disease remains a monster? And that's where we're fighting tooth and claw to make further progress. But Jim is a sort of shining example of, you know, looking to the future. And when I had the privilege of meeting Jim when he came to see me 8 years ago, you know, Emory were going in one direction. We were saying, guys, maybe we can do this differently. And Jim was so kind to say to us, you know, guys, I'm going to follow your strategy, and we're here today.
And you mentioned that research, and that's why we need as many people as possible to donate, even if it's $1, $5, it all adds up if we do it as a group. K-Cancer to 56512 is one way to do it. Dr. Richardson, I want to thank you because he made it very simple. In the back of my head, you were using a lot of big words. All I heard was Army, Air Force, Navy. You said there's other treatments. I'm thinking, well, we got Space Force, the Marines are ready. Marines we got huge. All the we're all
Coast Guard,
always ready.
Coast Guard thrown in there
Coast
as well.
Guard was thrown in there. And Jim, we wish you good luck and with your music and with everything you got going on.
If I could, real quick, I want to thank the Dr. Ward and Hannah at Cape Cod Hospital and
people.
Mary and Debbie and Nicole and all of them that are Kevin and all of them there taking care of me every week.
Awesome. Jim Seeke, Dr. Richardson, we appreciate you stopping by and explaining your story. Thank you. We'll be right back here on WEEI Afternoons at the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Telethon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.